Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned into a poetic tribute to Mama in lieu of Mother's Day this coming Sunday, a very special day. And so we hope that everyone enjoys this episode. We will be kicking it with Donford the Poet momentarily, and we will also be opening up the lines for open mic if someone would like to share a poem about a mother, their mother, any mother, or motherhood in general. We welcome that. If anybody would like to shout their mother out or a lesson that their mother taught them or a mother figure, we would welcome that also. Before we get to those special events throughout the episode. First, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I'm also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle Love. If you haven't purchased it yet, please do so by visiting AuthorsHouse.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's. It's available in hardcover, softcover, as well as ebook format. So definitely support the poet that supports the poets. Get yourself a copy. I'm also a veteran teacher of the last 13 years in the Boogie Down Bronx in New York City, the birth of hip-hop, where I represent all day, every day. And now that I've introduced myself, I definitely hope to hear new voices this evening on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. If you're going to speak or if you're not going to speak, the following statements are for you. I don't like to call them rules. I'm kind of a nonconformist. But just protocols is a better word. Please mute all background noise if you are going to speak on the air tonight so that it doesn't interfere with our ability to hear you. Clearly, your voice is very important. If you would like to speak on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening, you are welcome to do so. If you're listening on the phone, please press 1 in order to do that. If you're listening online, please utilize the chat box and send any questions, comments, or feedback you may have, and I'll definitely share it with the listening audience this evening before the episode ends. Other rules, if you have any poems that you'll be sharing this evening, please improv with the profanity. There are some listeners who are offended, and we want to make sure no one is offended. Keep this a family-friendly show, so to speak. So just improv when or if necessary. If you're not following the Poetic Soul Talk Show, you're doing yourself a disservice. Please do that by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. 2 is the number 2. And follow. You'll also be able to tune into past episodes. Our open mic episodes are always on fire, as well as our episodes interviewing different authors and poets on the come up or who have already come up. So definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife and 2 being the number 2 in order to tune into past episodes. Believe it or not, in about 4 or 5 weeks, it will make a full year that we've been on the air, and what an overwhelming amount of support we've all received from donations to promotions to shout-outs to just amazing writers coming through from across the country, from here in NYC to California, Florida, Cincinnati, Arkansas, I mean, just Jersey, all across the board. So you're definitely tuned into a community type of talk show. And so this evening is a little bit different. We will be talking to Donford the Poet. I will be interviewing him momentarily. He's going to be sharing some poems with us this evening. And it's going to also be an open mic episode. So for the poets that are tuned in, please feel free at any time to press 1 on the phone line so that you can go in the queue and share your poetry. Considering I am a mother, I'm kind of torn with Mother's Day because for me, as most mothers say, Mother's Day is every day. And so I do believe that this holiday is just way too underrated considering the roles we play in the lives of our children. I also wanted to say very quickly, I don't believe just mothers are simply women who carry children. I'm sure we know some who have carried children and aren't, you know, necessarily a quote-unquote mother, just like we know women who may not have any children at all and are a matriarch in some way, shape, or form. So we don't want to limit Mother's Day just to women who gave birth. I mean, aunts and mothers, mother roles, grandmothers for sure, sisters sometimes, neighbors sometimes. So we just want to shout out the women who nurture and take care of other human beings in addition to themselves this evening. That's pretty much what this episode is going to be about. And so without further ado, I am going to introduce Donford the Poet to the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. He's also an avid listener, supporter. He has appeared on past episodes of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, open mic editions in which he has shared some of his poetry. We're going to dig into this interview with him momentarily. If you have any questions for Donford during the interview or even thereafter, please feel free to send them via the chat box if you're listening online, or press 1 on the phone line and just kick it with him. We're not isolating anyone, although, you know, we're more specifically speaking to Donford. I was looking for, okay, I was looking for his bio. I'm sorry, just a little bit scattered this evening. Don't mind me. So his name is Donnell Ford. He resides in Queens, New York City, once again repping NYC. But he was born in Havelock, North Carolina. He's been writing poetry since junior high school and found it easier to express himself that way. With being as shy as he was for a while, writing really put his mind at ease. Now he writes continuously regardless of his emotions, regardless of his thoughts. He can see a picture and write about it, hear a song and write about it, take an experience from others' lives and write about that. Poetry is definitely an outlet that someone who fails to express themselves personally should have, in his opinion. His goal is to put out at least one book of poetry, although he would want to go further with it, but one book would be enough for him to be that example for his son and future children that they should follow their dreams as well. And I just think that's a dope entry to Mr. Donnell Ford, also known as Donford the Poet. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. How are you?
What's going on? I'm all right. How are you?
I'm great. It's been a crazy day and evening, but I'm not going to complain. I definitely needed this episode this evening, so I'm just happy to be here. How are you feeling about being on the show this evening?
You know, a little nervous. First time ever doing it like this, but happy in its most sense.
You're not a stranger to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I think you're being modest.
I mean, being interviewed, you know what I mean? First time.
Yeah. So. I'm going to be nice. I'm never not nice. I mean, if you let Steve Howell tell it, you know, he thinks I put people on the spot intentionally. I'm just a person who likes sparring intellectually, if nothing else. So even before I get into the real depth of the interview, you know, you did come along to the Poetic Soul Talk Show kind of gracefully and subtly, and then, boom, you was on the scene, you were slamming during the open mic episodes. I'm like, who's this Donford the Poet? Let me look a little deeper. How did you find out about the talk show, and how do you feel about, you know, your brief journey and the entry of becoming a member of the Poetic Soul Talk Show family?
I think it was something on Instagram where they had just like a whole bunch of poets listing their name, and you actually came up on one of the names. So, you know, I friended you, I followed you, you followed me back, and I started seeing you post some stuff. So I was like, all right, I don't mind. You know, I write my poetry, so I don't mind going up in here and listening. So that's what happened. The first show I wanted to go on was the Define Yourself, but yeah, you know, it was complications with that. But you know.
Was that Blog Talk Radio's fault? Because you know I'm always 2 seconds off of flipping on them about some type of technical issues. And so in your bio it says that you know, were shy at one point, and so writing poetry, you know, kind of gave you that voice that you may not have felt as comfortable at that point in time sharing out loud. In your opinion, what is the big difference in between writing poetry and performing poetry? I think everyone may have a different answer for this question, but, you know, there is obviously a difference, and you've obviously made that transition, considering at one point all you did was write it, and then, you know, you're on the Poetic Soul Talk Show slamming, so on and so forth. So for you, what is that transition from writing to performing poetry about?
Well, writing, of course, you're putting your thoughts and your emotions into something without letting anybody hear it, just to get whatever off your chest and off your mind out there.
Right.
For me to transition to actually like coming on the radio and stuff like that, I've performed in high school a few times, so it's like, to get it out there has never really been that difficult for me. But to actually do open mic poetry, that's where the difficulties come in for me. So,
right.
And that makes things a little more harder to do, but, you know, you still got to do it.
What advice would you give to, you know, a younger, up-and-coming poet who writes and wants to share and just has no idea where to begin, you know, to feel comfortable doing that? I think a lot of it has to do with confidence as well. But in your opinion, what advice would you give to, you know, a young poet?
I would say go to a spot and just sit there one time and peep the atmosphere, peep how the crowd responds to people. You know what I mean? Look at how some of the poets do it, whether they're reading from a phone or doing it off memory, and just take it in. You know what I
Right.
mean? If you need to go a couple of times to just actually grasp it, do that. But it's good to be somewhere to understand it rather than hearing it from somebody else.
I agree. Be an observer of the sport, so to
Exactly.
speak.
Exactly.
Great. For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to a poetic tribute to Mama in lieu of Mother's Day. Donford is going to be sharing some poetry with us very shortly. If you are listening on the phone lines, welcome. Please press one on the phone line at any given time if you would like to ask Donford a question or even make a comment. If you're listening online, I see New State of Mind. Shout out to you. I see you, big homie out there. Please feel free to
Yes.
utilize the chat box to send questions or comments, and I will definitely read them out loud before the episode ends. And I wanted to make a quick announcement. There is an anthology of poetry coming out called A Literary Assault on the American Mind. Yours truly, Miss Dee Dee Wright, has about six poems in the book that's been published, and there are contributing writers from across the nation as well as across the world, two of which, one is in China, one is in Africa, commenting and writing poetry about the American experience from each of our perspectives. So definitely look out for that. And so now back to Donford. And so I know in your bio you also mentioned being a father. And you know, I really want to know. I know for me as a parent, as a mother, it is very important for me to leave something behind for my daughter when she gets older to hopefully carry on and create this form of a legacy through written word. What is it that you would like for your son to carry on from your poetry? You kind of touched on it in your bio, but I wanted you to dig a little bit deeper to as to, you know, what more specifically you want for him.
I just want him to see that this was something I wanted to do, and I got it done. No matter how long it took me, I got it done. Nothing comes easy. Nothing comes at a snap of a finger if you don't have the proper resources to do it at that moment. But as long as you keep going and you keep pushing it and you keep trying, you're going to fail. That shouldn't stop you from trying to do what you need to do to get it done. And that's pretty much what I just want him to see, that I'm doing that or I've done that. About the time he really starts to realize it. So whatever
That's
he needs to
beautiful.
do it, and whatever he wants to do, whether it's sports, whether it's writing, whether it's being a lawyer, doctor, anything, if he keeps pushing, he's going to achieve that.
Amen. That's a beautiful message. How old is your son?
He just turned 4, actually, on the 25th of April.
Aw, four. That's such a cute age. Happy belated birthday, little man. That is such a cute age. They're so curious and inquisitive about everything. So, okay, that's great. And, you know, without further ado, for those tuned in, we will be opening up the microphone to poets to share poems or lessons, messages. We're all about wisdom and passing information along to one another. If you want to shout out your mom or a mom, you will be able to do that after about 9:30 p.m. Right now, we're kicking it with Donford. You're welcome to join us at any time. Please press 1 if you're listening on the phone lines to be put into queue. And if you're listening online, definitely use the chat box. So can you please introduce the first poem that you'll be sharing this evening with us? I'm anxious. I know you and I were going back and forth on Instagram about this, so I just want to see what the masterpiece is all about.
The first poem is actually, this is a poem I wrote to my own mother last year for Mother's Day.
Oh, you're such a, I love it. I can't wait to receive those for Mother's Day. So, okay, whenever you're ready, we're listening.
All right. The understanding of my being comes from you. Yes, there was some assistance, but a large portion of my existence I found upon you, which is why we look alike. A queen within your wisdom, you transform his throne to your queendom, as you replace his anger with your love, his torture with your comfort, giving you endless gratitude because the extent of your love has an endless altitude. And for that is why I can say I love my son today, because it's a reflection of your love that I received from the beginning of my days. Happy Mother's Day. Yes, sir.
That's beautiful. That, yeah, don't do that. That's it, thing. Because, you know, we poets, we do that. That's it. Drop a bomb real quick and walk away. That was very nice. And the way you mentioned in the poem, you know, your mother being who she was to you is helping you to be a better parent. I know it just has to be amazing to a mother to hear that, you know, from their own child. That was a very beautiful tribute.
Yeah, she definitely had a large assistance with me being who I am today, so as far as the father and the man, so, yeah.
Dope. Very dope. And so tell me what inspires you the most. I've read some of your poems. Some of them are borderline erotic. I'm like, this is some real sapio stuff going on here. And then I've read others that have been, you know, more softer tone in terms of just expressing different things. But if you had to pinpoint the number one thing that inspires you, what would it be?
Actually, I can't. And
aww,
that's the crazy thing, because it's like I'm all over. Like I said in my bio, like I could see a picture, think it's interesting enough, and write about it. I could hear a song and develop my own poem from that song with the title. Like, everything depends on my mood. Like, if I feel like writing, it's times I'll write like 2-3 poems in one day. Literally.
That's
so
hot. You're definitely going to have to publish a book. You're going to definitely have to do that. There's a condition. My bachelor's degree is in psychology, and I briefly learned about a condition. I don't know if it's hypergraphia or did you ever see that movie Stigmata, where, you know, it was like, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago or longer, and this character just wrote all over the walls in the house, like it was writing all over.
It's not for me. I think I know what you're talking about.
I think some of us are, you know, borderline with that. I know I've written on brown paper bags because I didn't have paper, and I was like, ooh, if I don't write this down, I'm going to lose it forever, and just write it on a brown paper bag.
Yeah, that's why I'm like dead without my phone. Like, a lot of people had their phone to use it or be on social media. Nah, like, I got over 150 poems on my phone alone. So it's like, I'm just sitting here writing and writing and writing. So,
I hope you have a screen lock on it.
Oh yeah. Well, it never leaves my side unless, even if I'm in the house, like, it doesn't leave my side. It'll be like next to me or something, or on the charger, but. I ain't worried about that.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have a address book that you write in? Numbers and addresses and email addresses and names and stuff?
I pretty much put in my phone.
See, I knew you were going to say that. So let me tell you real quick. I know we're getting off the topic of mama. We can't, but this is something my grandmother taught me, even with, because I had a Commodore 64 when I was a kid, and you know, that computer was like ancient. But anyway, she would always say, write things down. And I just updated my address book because I had a phone at one point. Can't remember. I think it was an LG phone. Never, ever again. And it just stopped working. Like, it wouldn't charge. It wouldn't turn back on. I didn't drop it. It wasn't that old at the time. I lost all of my contact information. I was devastated. So I definitely believe in the phone book with the pen and paper just because of that. I just wanted to throw that out there to you. But let's get back to you. Can you tell the audience members where they can read more of your poetry, learn more about you, interact with you? You're a real humble dude, it seems, you know, in our interactions and communications, though brief. You know, you've never come off as the stuffy type of person or the poet that has the attitude, so to speak. So, yeah, shout out all your contact or social networking information so those that are tuned in can follow you and read some more of your poetry.
Pretty much, I mainly post my poetry on Instagram. The Don Ford _ the poet, Donford _ Thepoet. That's pretty much where most of my poems. Yeah.
_
That's pretty much
the poet.
The poet, yeah. that's pretty much where most of my poetry is. Like, not most of it, but when I do post something, it's there. I started a blog, but I really don't be on it, so mainly just Instagram.
It's so hard to maintain. I mean, social media. Y'all definitely follow this brother, Donford_the_poet on Instagram, so you can get more of his poetry in bits and pieces. Definitely support him as he supports poetry and poets and us all. You know, we try our best to keep it, you know, in the family. And so you do have another poem to share with us this evening. I do have two more questions for you, but I want to hold off because I'm, you know, I would rather hear the next poem. Whenever you're ready to introduce and share it, we're listening.
This is pretty much, it's called Mothers. Yeah, all right. The strength in your being and the love you continue giving is the chemistry behind a strong family. And independently, you can single-handedly take on your responsibilities on your own. Life resides within your womb as the world makes room for the future's future that's extracted from you. Beautiful queens, you powerful beings, history has proven that you've had a hand in every movement to secure a better future for your children. Because with that fear of their life being taken out of spite, you will lead or stand alone in any fight. With the qualities that you contain, some people might not think this sounds sane, but you can be compared to God. It's a thought that some won't entertain, but if God gave birth to life on earth, mothers do the same. And I applaud that. Strong mothers.
Woosha. That was hot. From everything, from the queen to God to everything else. You know, women made this look very easy when I was growing up, and I grew up around a lot of women and mothers, and it was nothing like becoming one. I was like, what was y'all doing? How did y'all do this? This is not easy. And they just made it look so much like it was. So that was a very beautiful tribute. That was very nice.
Thank you.
And so as far as poets go, if you had to shout out your, and I know this is going to be difficult, but
yeah,
may the force of Steve Howe be with you. what are the top three poets that you follow on Instagram? I know you follow a ton of them because I've seen your tags. And sorry, you got to narrow it down.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, shit. I'm sorry. That's like, wow. I don't even remember any names, so let me go on the gram right now. Then you just put me on the spizz up. All right. Put it like this. I'm going to go with the first three I see. Like us.
By the way, new state of mind, just to throw one out there, just sent a text via the blog, the chat box, to say he was feeling that very nice poem you just spit in reference
Thank
to
you,
mothers.
Brother. Thank
just,
you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. I gotta try to find them.
Don't you be trying to delay it now, because I'm not.
No, I'm trying not,
because
I'm going. No. I'm going. Like, I'm right now on Instagram right now looking for. Matter of fact, my homie, Big Mike, one poet. He's dope.
Okay. Big
He's
Mike,
dope.
Big Mike, one poet.
Yeah.
I'm writing him down.
In fact. She's actually the author of Love and Ink.
Kiana.
Yeah, I was trying to get her Instagram name real quick.
I think it's Kiana Donay, the poet. Poet Kiana Donay,
the poet, yeah,
one of
poet,
the other.
Yeah, she's dope. She's dope.
I just got her book, too. I'm going to definitely dive into that.
Yeah. Like when it comes to poetry, I like to take my time and read the book and then absorb some of the poems I read and then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Gotta do that. I know I gotta reread some.
Oh, and my homeboy, The Real Exclusive. He's dope
Oh, I
too.
never heard of him. The
He's
Real
dope too.
Exclusive.
The Real Exclusive, yeah. He's dope.
Tag
He had
me
a
in that one, 'cause my
tag
pen
him
is
in.
not working. Yeah, tag me in the Real Exclusive so I could follow him. For those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to a poetic tribute to Mama. We've been kicking it with Donford the Poet since the beginning of the show. He shared two very dope poems regarding mothers and motherhood. His own mother was one of them, the first poem that he read. If you didn't catch it all, definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, 2 being the number 2, and listen to the podcast that will be available shortly after the show. There is a caller waiting, so I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This Wing Dog, Alabama.
Wayne Dog from Alabama. You calling from way down under.
I'm
Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. How are you?
good. I'm good.
That's
I'm well.
good. Do you have any questions or comments, or were you calling in to share a poem?
I wanted to call in. I saw the tag, Poetic Tribute to Mama, and I wanted to share this piece called A Mother's Day, if it was all right.
Yes, but can I put you on hold for one moment? Promise you won't hang up because I'm in the middle of the interview. I'm about to wrap it up, but I wanted to ask Donford a question, who's the guest this evening, and I'm afraid if you share the poem that I'm going to forget the question. So just hold on tight for one moment. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll call back. One of the two.
No, don't. Okay, you can if you want, or you can hold either way.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Calling from Alabama. That's where my daddy is from, Alabama, Mobile. May he rest in peace. So, Donford, is there a poem that you have in the past or even currently still refer to at any given time when you are looking for inspiration? There may be more than one. I know many writers have several. But is there any that you can think of off the top of your head that really, stands out, possibly one of your favorites?
I would say Queen of My Dreams. That may be the only poem I remember, which is I said it on the show actually. That really kind of I wrote that in high school actually, so I still remember it to this day. So I would say that
Wow.
one. But yeah.
What famous poet, if you can narrow it down to just one, here we go with the one or two or three question. But which one would you feel is most influential in terms of your writing and upbringing, beliefs, so on and so forth? Who's a just one of the very dopest poets that the audience may know?
There's a gentleman by the name of Saul Williams.
I know
Saul
about Saul
Williams.
Williams.
Yes. He's like one of my favorite movies right now and has always been since I first seen it. It was called Slam.
That's
And he
right.
was in it. And I
That was in the '90s.
still yep, and I still I had it on VHS. And I still download it on my phone from time to time just to listen to his, to just to listen to the dope words he's saying, and sometimes it even gives me inspiration to write something else. Oh,
I gotta watch
definitely.
that again. I haven't seen that movie since I graduated from high school in '96.
Yeah,
Slam. I knew exactly who you were
definitely.
talking about when you said it.
Oh.
Wow, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you know how you watch movies when you're younger and then you watch them when you get older, and it has a
Yeah.
completely new and different meaning than it did when you watched it the time before.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you mean? It's,
Well,
especially you're gonna enjoy the part when he was in jail and he just started spitting a poem out of nowhere in the middle of the yard. Like when you look at it, you see what I mean.
I kind of vaguely recall that scene, but it was definitely released during a time when spoken word poetry was not what it has become at this point in time. So yeah, I'm a dig in the crate. I'm gonna have to find it on Netflix. Y'all are tuned in to a poetic tribute to Mama. We are kicking it with Donford the Poet. Donford, I want you to stay with us on the line throughout the open mic version of the
I'm here.
show. If you have any questions for Donford, please feel free. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to press one on the phone lines, utilize the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback. definitely tune in to the beginning of the show if you're just calling in. We are opening up the lines to those who would like to give a tribute to Mama, either poetically or just by sharing a lesson you learned. Please pass it along to us all. We're here to enjoy one another's company. Everybody's welcome. Your voice is important. We do have a caller waiting to share a poem. And also, please don't forget to follow Donford the Poet on Instagram, Donford_the Poet. And if you're following that Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram, I'm going to repost a couple of his. I already have, so you can follow him directly from our page if you haven't yet already. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Wayne Dawkins again from Alabama.
From Alabama. I love your accent. My dad passed away about 8 years ago. And your voice kind of resonates with his accent. So you're here to share a poem regarding Mama this evening. And we're listening. So whenever you're ready, please begin.
All right, this piece is called Mama. You are a goddess more than just a queen. The roles and titles you have held is more worthy of a king. Royalty and beauty oozes out of every pore of your brown skin. And every time I'm in your presence, you take my breath away. The embodiment of strength, stronger than nature, a mixture of fire and rain. You are my wind. A mother eagle that carry me under your wings. We share a bond. Between mother and child, a spiritual concoction is better than glue. And like another glue, Mama, I'm crazy about you. The earth has quaked and stars have failed. But even that didn't get my attention when you angrily yell. Instructions like, now why did you do that, boy? Go get me a switch. My encouragement like, child, I'm so proud of you. I love you. Stern guidance. Hold your head up, son, and don't you ever quit. Silent prayers. Lord, please have mercy. And you are so good to me. Songs of conviction. Lord, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. And praises at the start and the end of every day. I thank you, my sweet Jesus. See, Mama, you were the reason man was given 5 senses. I fear you, there isn't a fabric created to compare your loving touch. I smell you in every flower. Your aroma is the scent of the earth. I hear your voice of an angel, a precious sweet songbird. And I taste your fine cuisines better than any master chef. Your edible creations are many slices of heaven. And I see you standing taller than Dorothy Height, higher than the highest mountain. No matter your age, you will always feel your fountains. All your heartaches, all your pains, all your tears, I can know everyone is still I can't fathom. How for all these years, you managed to endure. I searched west for words worthy of your honor. There were none. I couldn't make any up, but I had to use some. So simply put, Mama, my amazing mother, is awesome. That's that piece.
Woo. You done took me to church this evening. And I mean, from the get the switch to the I'm so proud of you, to the cooking, to the flowers, to the tears, to the that was a beautiful poem. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this evening. Do you have a social network that you'd like to share with the audience so that they can read more of your poetry? We've spoken before. Your voice and your poetry and the tone is very familiar. But for those who may not know how to follow you, please share that information.
I'm only on Facebook, and my name is Gary Malone in Athens, Alabama. And I occasionally post some poems there, but sometimes I occasionally post some in a, there's a couple of poetry groups I'm in, but only avenue you can reach me for is the internet is Facebook.
Gary Malone on Facebook from Alabama. Y'all go follow him, like him, friend him on Facebook. And real quick, Gary, while you're on the phone, New State of Mind said, wow, I'm stuck on Go Get a Switch. And there is another caller waiting. Steve, I see you. I'll be with you momentarily. But, Gary, while you're on the phone, Donford, I don't know if you're still there, if you muted the phone, if you would like to say something, please feel free. But, you know, there's this thing now. I'm a school teacher. I've been a teacher for a while. But I was raised by old school women, even though my mother is only 20 years younger than me. And there's this thing now with mothers, you know, children threaten mothers. You know, I'm going to call ACS or BCW, whatever child services there are. And these mothers seem, those that I talk to, afraid of popping or spanking their children. And, you know, there's mixed emotions about it, I'm sure, as far as, you know, abuse, borderline. I didn't grow up with it being abusive. I didn't get spanked too much because I listened because I didn't like getting spanked. But if and when it was necessary, I was. And I don't feel like I was abused at all. Considering you come from that generation, based on your poem, how do you feel about that form of discipline now as far as mothers, you know, disciplining their children, spanking or not spanking? What wisdom can you share with us this evening regarding that topic?
I personally feel the system have parents scared for a reason. They have parents scared so they can allow their child to run wild, to give them reasons to do unlawful things to them. I mean, children will act up. Children need to be disciplined at the end of the day. So if you sitting there and your child bugging out and don't want to listen to you, don't want to do nothing, yes, discipline them. You know what I mean? If physical discipline needs to be done as far as a whipping or, you know what I mean, then let it be. There are some parents that take it to the extreme, but you have to keep it in limits of the proper punishment for that action.
Particular, right.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, discipline is necessary. I was raised on discipline, but whether it was my fault or not, but I still have the understanding that discipline is needed. I've seen people that don't discipline their children. Their children tell them, no, shut up. And I'm looking at like, what? Are you serious? My son know damn well that. You know, you're like,
not gonna rock.
I can't. I'm not really. So, yeah, the system got them nervous for that reason. So they could child go run amok and do whatever they want. And then the question be, where's the parent?
Right.
Why do
and
you
then
think
the parents
are
question.
Exactly.
Yep, this is true. So. Gary, are you still there?
Yes.
What if anything, do you have to add? Because I kind of figured we all from different generations, but still in the same world. If anything, what do you have to add to that topic as far as discipline with being spanked and the way they're trying to invest fear in mothers for popping their children, and what's your take on it?
Well, I totally agree with what the young man just said. I totally, discipline is necessary. The Bible even speaks of that, you know. If you're going to raise your child from a biblical perspective, you cannot not discipline them because, like you said, the consequences of not discipline is they will be, the rebellion is going to rise up at them anyway, but it will be to a stronger extent where they will rebel up and revolt against you on yourself, you know, against you, and that's a dangerous volatile. So even though, like you said, the laws have tried to tie the parents' hands, but hey, you know, sometimes you have to forsake and do what's best, what you think in the interest of your own welfare and your child and the comfort of your home. You know, like I said, too much is, you know, if what the that fine line of abuse and what sound discipline. So I would let the Holy Spirit lead and guide me to do what I have to do for us in terms of discipline and use a little common sense to know to not walk that line of abuse. But I feel it's very necessary and to withdraw or to withhold it, you are only doing your child an injustice.
Amen. Amen to that. Thank you, Gary. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. You please feel welcome to stay tuned to the rest of the episode, and please stay tuned to calling in as well and sharing more of your poetry. Very wise words, and I value and appreciate that, as I'm sure the rest of the audience does.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But I'm going to have to go, y'all. I got to get up at 3 o'clock. It's already 9 o'clock.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Have a good night.
You all for having me.
Thank you. Okay. And real quick, New State of Mind spoke to it online as Gary was saying it. He said the New International Version of the Bible, which I grew up with the King James Version of the Bible, well, whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. And I remember that being told to me, too. Spare not the rod. And, you know, I guess that's left up to interpretation for some folk, but I definitely don't feel abused. And real quick, Steve, I'm coming. But real quick, my mother, one day she, you know, wanted to make me go to church, and I was at 15 or so, and I said, I just don't want to go to church. I don't want to go. I shouldn't have to go. You know me, here I am, learning how to be articulate with the wrong person on the wrong day. I said, you know, she hit me. I said, I'm going to call BCW. That's the Bureau of Child Welfare. You know, my mother sat down with the yellow pages because there was no Google back then. Got the phone number. She said, let's see if they pay your Catholic school tuition. Let's see if they buy you the supplies you need for your sugar. Let's see if they, you know, pay for you to go away to summer camp for the summer. Hold on 1 minute. I'm going to put them on the phone with you. I have never been so afraid in my life, and I never, ever made that threat again. So it is up to the individual, though. I agree with what you and Gary shared. We're going to get to the phone lines real quick because Steve has been patiently waiting. Hey, Steve, how are you? Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Good. Don Ford, Gary Malone, Keel.
Hey, let's go. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Steve, where are you calling from, just for those who may not know?
Way down here in Arkansas.
Arkansas, see? From Alabama to Arkansas to Queens to the Boogie Down Bronx, New State of Mind is in Cincinnati. And for those of y'all tuned in, to a poetic tribute to Mama. Hopefully you all are enjoying the show. Steve, please say you have a poem to share with us this evening in addition to whatever else you may have to say.
I wrote one for Mother's Day, actually, just the other day. I hope my mom ain't listening. I mean, I hope you probably hope she is listening, but I hope she is.
I hope she is. Y'all don't even know. Steve's mom and aunt called into the show to congratulate him on the courage it took him to share his poetry and how proud they were of him.
That's what's up.
My eyes got watery. I was like,
oh my God.
It was beautiful to hear. So, yes, Steve, I hope she is listening. Did you tell her you were going to be slamming the poem this evening? Because then if you did, I'm pretty sure she is.
Yeah, she's definitely listening.
I didn't tell her I was going to be reading this one because I was going to try and save this one for Mother's Day for us.
Oh, okay. So you haven't given her this yet. Well, whenever you're ready, we're listening.
All right. And this will answer your question about the how do you feel about, discipline.
Physical discipline.
Children. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. No, we included that in here. All right.
Yes, sir.
Mama, I know that I may not actually be a little boy anymore. But I know that I'll be your little boy as long as the waves touch the shore. I love you, Mama, and I know that you love me more. There's so many things that I need to thank you for. First off, thank you for loving me the way you do now and the way that you did, even during the times when I was a little hell-raising kid. Thank you for being there for me through thick and thin, because I know there were hard times. There must have been. Thank you for being strong for me during the times when I was weak, with a gentle hand wiping my tears away as my eyes had sprung a leak. Thank you for doing the best job you could for me and my brothers. We wouldn't trade you for any of this world's mothers. Thank you for your words of encouragement along the way. Sometimes a mother just simply knows what to say. Thank you for raising me with manners and elderly respect, and for putting a hand upside my head if there was something I needed to correct. Thank you for always providing us with the essentials we needed. As far as being a great mama, I promise you, you've succeeded. If I could go back, there's nothing that I would change. And I know to you, that may seem strange, though I would do my best to love you more. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. These are just a few of the things that I'm thankful for.
Woo! So,
that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So you got the hand upside the head, Steve?
More than once, I promise you. I wasn't shy about saying I'm gonna call Scan on you, and she did the same thing to me. But she'd say, "Hey, they wouldn't want your honorary butt. Call them."
I love it. Is there something wrong with me? So, really quick, Steve, share an anecdote of one of the times you got knocked upside the head. I'm pretty sure you remember at least one of them. Tell us briefly what you did and why you got it.
I'm going to tell you, I really don't even remember what I did, but I remember this beat down like no other. We was fixing to go into like a Western Sizzlin' or something to eat, and she knocked me upside the head. It felt like 10, 12 times. It was probably only three, but boy, that was good too. I had me crying, embarrassed, going up to Western Sizzlin'. I sat there. I looked like a child of the devil. My eyes were so red, and I wouldn't eat nothing. I was mad at the world, but it was something I did. But I don't remember what I did, but I remember that beat down like no other.
Yeah, you remember that. And so how has that, at that moment in time, you was upset, of course, and embarrassed, as you said. And how has that impacted you, not just that knock upside the head, but that discipline overall? How has it, made you the person that you are today?
I'm glad for every whooping I ever received, because there was something that I was doing wrong. It ain't them that's doing something wrong. I needed every one of those and probably more.
I'm not going to say I agree, because I don't know what you was doing, but I don't doubt, based on your mother's tone of voice, I don't doubt that you needed it.
I don't doubt that at all.
I
know a little bit about my past, and I promise you, I probably needed just a few more than I actually received.
Look at that. She was even kind enough not to knock you upside your head a couple more times. Well, I'm pretty sure she's going to love that poem.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm sure she'll appreciate it.
I'm sure
she definitely will, bro. She will.
Well, we appreciate
you. When I have kids, they ain't getting no time out. They're getting the backhand.
I do pop medicine occasionally, and now I know what it feels like when my mother used to say, "This is going to hurt me more than it hurt you." I honestly get it. But I definitely don't spare the rod when necessary. And, she's a firecracker like her mother. She's just, popping off a little too early, in my opinion. So I just have to show her who the boss is every now and again. And, yes, it does hurt. But, yeah, definitely a necessary evil, if it's to be called evil by some. Thanks, Steve, for calling in. We have another caller. Stay with us, please. Don't hang up. For those of you that don't know Steve, definitely follow him on Instagram at @stunningone, avid member of this community and online talk show. He's known as the theme poet. He posts poems very often. Follow him on Instagram, okay? @stunningone, the number one, @stunningone. Hold on one moment, Steve. We're going to go to the phone lines to the next caller. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, greetings. You speaking to Chemist from New State of Mind. How y'all doing today?
Hey, New State of Mind. Just saw that you logged out. I was like, he done ditched us and flat left us.
Nah, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone with y'all, too. So,
what city you representing for the audience members that may not know?
I'm repping Cincinnati, but like Donford, I'm also from North Carolina, too. So I'm repping Cincinnati right now.
Okay. Rapping Cincinnati. Cincinnati is in the building. So do you have a lesson to share, a poem to share, feedback overall?
I got a real quick poem I want to share for Mother's Day for my wife. And it's really, really quick, so I'll share it with you real quick.
Okay. We're listening.
It's called Nothing Like Her. She's my lyric, my thought too deep for a page. If I could swim through her Pacific, no cage. I admire her ways, never afraid to wipe out. Love her intelligence, the way her lips kiss as words she speaks comes out. We make a connection. One of my blessings, I'm sure to count daily. God, thank you for my number one lady. That's it.
Aww.
Yeah, that's dope right there. That's dope.
Yeah,
she's standing next to you? She next to you?
Yeah,
you ready?
She over here cheesing right now. She blushing. Yeah, you know how you got to do it right now.
I'm cheesing
like,
too.
And I'm sorry. It was a little rough, but this was on my phone since 2013, like Don for two. I got stuff on my phone back from years.
Right.
So I had to grab something on the scramble. It was real short. It's for my wife for Mother's Day. And I just wanted to share that with y'all.
That's what's
up.
I will.
From the Poetic Soul Talk Show, and we appreciate your
Happy
support.
Happy Mommy's
you stay
Day.
In line. Happy Mother's
All right,
Day.
I appreciate y'all. All right.
Yes, please stay tuned in. We only got a few more minutes left. Hold on one moment. For those of you tuned in, y'all tuned in to a poetic tribute to Mama with Donford the Poet, who shared his poems early on as well as a brief interview. If you haven't caught it all, definitely go to the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life2, being the number two. Follow New State of Mind on Instagram as well, new as in N-U, State of Mind. He's definitely showing love and shouting out the Poetic Soul Talk Show, new member of the family, but no less here, and hopefully will remain with us. Hopefully you all have been inspired by this episode with the poems that were shared by himself as well as Donford, stunning one, and Gary Malone from Alabama, who had to hop off the line real quick. Donford, thank you so much for your time
thank
this
you.
Evening and sharing your poetry with us, and of course, you always welcome. Hopefully, you know that, and call into the open mic episodes as you have been. Is there anything you'd like to share with the audience? Anything on your mind, in your heart, something you want to just get off your chest really quickly before the episode ends?
No, not really. You know, just if you're out there, if you're a poet, keep writing, do what you do. If you're not a poet and you just have a stride to do something, keep doing it. I mean, never let a downfall or obstacle keep you from doing what you want to do, what you need to do to make yourself happy. That's it.
That's enough. That's it right there. You're right. That's it. That is the medication and the solution right there. Thank you so much, Don, for tuning in.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to definitely follow him, too, on Instagram. Don't forget, Donford_the Poet. Follow at Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram as well in order to get connections to all of the poets who shared this evening, past and future. Hold on one moment, Donford. I just wanted to end the episode this evening with a poem that I wrote for my mother. It is in Poetry to Life, You Struggle, Love, the book. It's called The Gardener, and once I'm done sharing this with you, then please enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm going to end the episode right after they're actually notifying me that it's ending, but not before I read this poem for my mom. The Gardener. I watched and observed this beautiful lady in her garden. She planted a seed some time ago. It must have been there before I moved here because the first day I peeped out the window, it only had one leaf. She put this one stem in a rock-proof house, and when a storm came, she would protect it. When it started drooping, she would resurrect it. It was her chia pet with no definition, and she treated it like Dorothy did Toto, nurtured it until it started to grow. I stared, amazed, as this woman grazed her garden with just one seed. She went to work, and I played. I could not wait to see her cultivate her seed's new day. She nourished it with plenty of water and sun, and soon little flowers began to blossom. With concern in her hands and love in her eyes, her plant began to rise into a rose bush. Every day she would check the soil, sprinkle food, and just stare. I could not believe she was so absorbed in a silly little bush with a rose. After a while, I started to ignore it, thinking that she was just a lady fighting boredom, until I walked past my window and saw it again. The seed was almost a full-grown tree, and she sat right under it. The bushes hung over her as if they were protecting her. It fanned her when she was hot and calmed her when she was anxious, as though they had traded places. I stared, shocked and amazed. I had to snap out of the daze. The window was the mirror. The seed was me, and the beautiful lady was my mother. Have a great evening. Please tune in next week, Thursday, to another dope open mic episode on the Poetic Dope Talk Show. Be blessed.